There's not a pain that you've been through that God hasn't had a purpose and a plan to use it for your good and others' benefits. That's the way God works.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. This is your host, Joshua Hollick, in the studio with Senior Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church. Pastor Mark, as we are approaching Thanksgiving season, there is so much in the air, a lot of positive, a lot of difficult, and some people listening today, they're on a wide spectrum of what they're feeling, what they're experiencing this holiday season, this Thanksgiving season. What would you say to somebody listening today?
I would like to say that some of you are in a situation right now where you feel like, what do I have to give thanks for? And if you are feeling that way, it's because your mind has been stuck in what's going wrong instead of what's going right. And you say, Pastor, you don't understand my situation. And maybe I don't know your situation, but I know the heart of men and women. And here's what I know. No matter how difficult, how hard, how dark it is, you have something to give thanks for. So I want you to specifically determine over the next couple of days, especially as we're approaching Thanksgiving, I'm going to spend 3 minutes a day thanking God for something. My breath, my health, that my mind is still there, that my eyes still work, that my ears are there, that God is still on the throne, that Jesus loves me, that he has power to wash and save me. So start with the basics and then expand from there. It'll revolutionize the way you think about your day.
That's so powerful. We can do that right now. Right now, wherever you are, you can take part in that. 3 minutes, three things. And as you do, may God open up your eyes to a fresh perspective. May he fill you with faith and empower you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Absolutely, Josh. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Talk. Glad to have you with us as we continue on with Pastor Mark's message called God is Always Working. It's in his current series called Experiencing God, and our text today will be from Exodus chapter 1. Let's get right into the Word with Pastor Mark on this edition of Straight Talk.
It was Kierkegaard who said that we live life looking forward, but we understand life looking backwards. And then we see it was the hand of God. You see, God led me here. God made me run into that person. God led me to that individual who led me over here, who talked to me about God. We heard in the testimonies this morning, the baptism, about people that ran into people at work and people who ran into a cousin or a friend that started talking to them. Why? Because God is at work. God is everywhere. God has a purpose and a plan, and you are part of that purpose and plan. The second thing that I want you to understand about how God works and the working of God, I want you to comprehend and grasp and understand that God is always working because of and in spite of painful circumstances. You see, we have this idea sometimes that if God is involved in our life and if God is part of our story, that there will be no pain, there'll be no suffering, there'll be no heartache, that everything will be good. As the teenagers would say, not. You see, you're not a 15-year-old kid that comes and says, I'm going to give my life to Christ, come to this altar, cry, give your life to Christ, get up, then go look at yourself in the mirror and expect that all your pimples are gone off your face. It doesn't work that way. Some of you expect that your marriage has been a tough marriage, and that you've wrestled through your marriage things, that you're going to come give your life to Christ, and suddenly you're going to get up, go back home, and your husband, who's been pretty much a jerk for several years, is going to greet you with flowers and roses and a nice card and tell you how much he loves you, and suddenly he's totally changed around. Why? Because you gave your life to Jesus. It doesn't work that way. In fact, do you want to know the reality of it? The reality of it is that God works through your painful circumstances and struggles and trials and difficulty. God is not always the author of them, but God works through them. Recently I heard that, you know, a little baby chick that's in an egg, a little baby chick has to struggle through the process of birth. And when a chick is inside of that egg, what it does, it starts pecking at the egg from the inside out, and we say that it's hatching. In reality, what's happening is that little bird is beginning to grow big enough to break out of that egg, and it starts pecking away. And in the beginning, it's too weak to make too much of a difference on the eggshell. But with time, it starts pecking and pecking and pecking, and it grows stronger, and it grows, its muscles develop more. Why? Because of the struggle of pecking. And it stretches, and it pecks, and it hits, and it pecks, and finally it breaks the shell, and he keeps pecking and keeps hitting, and finally it's able to break out of the eggshell, and that's part of the process that makes that little chick healthy. Now, if some little well-meaning girl would say, oh, I don't want my little chickie to struggle, I'm just going to break the eggshell open for them, then I'm told that oftentimes those little chicks will die because they have not gone through the process of strengthening their muscles, of struggling. It's the struggle that forms them. It's the struggle that matures them. It's the struggle that strengthens them. Are you tracking with me? Some of you look at your life and you look at your past and you say, how could God allow me to go through all that struggle and that pain and that difficulty? I mean, if God was part of my story, where was he when I was in the middle of an abusive marriage? Where was he when I was in struggling, my father was abandoning me? Why, if God is part of my story, why didn't he heal everything? Why didn't he make things well? Let me tell you this. God is never the author of evil, the Bible tells us in James. Never. There is no evil thing that God has ever brought to your life. Now, we live in a fallen world and evil things happen, but God is not the author. However, God is able to take the most tragic of circumstances and God is able to allow you to grow through them and be changed by them and altered by them for your good and for his purposes. Are you tracking with me? There's not a pain that you've been through that God hasn't had a purpose and a plan to use it for your good and others' benefits. That's the way God works. So we see right here in the people of Israel, we see that Moses is born in a time where his entire nation is enslaved. Notice what it says in verse 8. Then a new king who did not know Joseph came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous. If war breaks out, they will join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. And they built Pithom and Ramses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with hard labor and brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields and all their hard labor. The Egyptians used them ruthlessly. Moses was born at a time where the entire nation was in slavery, where women and men were traded as cattle. They were oppressed, beaten down, used, abused. They were poor, dirty, uneducated, but yet at the same time, because of their oppressors, because of the majority was oppressing them, at the same time, they were forming an endurance. They were forming a toughness, an ability to survive in trial, an ability to weather the desert, a fortitude of soul that only difficult times can give you. Now you would ask yourself, God, if you're hoping to form a mighty nation that's called of you, why would you allow them to be enslaved? Because God uses even the painful circumstances in our life to form us and shape us, to use us in the future. You know, every majority group has always ultimately been against the minority groups. Always. You look at the history of America. America is a wave of immigrants after immigrants. In the city of Chicago, Chicago is the most polarized, it's been the most polarized, segregated city in almost any other city in the United States of America. And it's had immigrant racial wars almost since its inception. In the very beginning, when Chicago was being formed, there was a battle between the Native Americans that occupied this outpost and the white traders that came to this. Did you know that? These were on the shores of Chicago. There was battles over dominance of this area. In the early part of the history of Chicago, there was major battles between the immigrant Italians and the immigrant Irish. And there was turf wars and battling against who was going to dominate. And every wave of immigrants that's come in afterwards, the way that a nation works is that the immigrants that are coming in, the nation's always threatened by those immigrants. It always kind of looks down at those immigrants until those immigrants are assimilated in society. Then it's the next wave of immigrants that they start looking down upon. And that's what was happening in the Egyptian culture. The Jewish people were the minority in an Egyptian-dominated culture. And they were threatened by them. God forbid, by the way, that in this country, a land that we tout as the home of the land of the free and the home of the brave, that we would ever embrace bigoted, prejudice, policies, and attitudes towards immigrant people. God forbid that we get to that place, because every single person in this place here today, at one time your ancestors were immigrants. At one time they were immigrants too. And the Bible tells us that the Jewish people were ostracized. They were put down. They were ridiculed. They were dominated. And it was in that context, it was in that setting that Moses was being born. James chapter 1 tells us, "My brothers, consider it pure joy when you encounter trials of various kinds, knowing that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And perseverance must endure so that you will be complete, not lacking anything." Do you realize that it's the testing, the difficulty, the struggles in your life that's forming character in your life? Some of you right now, as I talk, you are going through a major trial in your life. Some of you, as I talk, are going through a marital trial. Some of you are going through some financial trial or a work-related trial or a health-related trial. And some of you are asking yourself, "Oh God, when will you deliver me? God, please, how long will you wait?" Without even knowing that right now in the midst of this test, that your character is being formed. That you are learning to trust on God. That you are developing the spiritual muscle of faith. That you are learning to say, "In spite of my circumstances, God, I trust you." That you are exchanging a noodle of a backbone for a vertebrae that's strong. So that when trials come your way in the future, you're not knocked off course, but you set your face like flint and keep moving forward. Because I've been there. I've done that. I've trusted God. I know who my God is. I can stand trial. A little testing's not going to throw me off because I'm stronger in God now. That's part of the process. So I want you to understand that God is at work in the midst of your struggle even today. Can you acknowledge that? That God is at work in the midst of your struggle. It's not, "My life will start when this trial is over." It's saying, "I know, God, that even in the midst of this trial, that you are present."
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, "God is Always Working." It's from our series called Experiencing God. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Exodus chapter 1. His message, "God is always working."
And then the last point that I want to make here out of this passage, I want you to see what happens here. And the Bible says that then the king of Egypt, or the Pharaoh of Egypt, he decided that the people of Israel were getting too big, too strong. So he took the midwives and he said to the midwives, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you, anytime that a little Jewish boy is born, when a Hebrew woman is in childbirth, I want you to go, and if it's a boy, I want you to kill him. If it's a girl, I want you to save her life. Verse 17, the midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live, and the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They are vigorous, and they give birth before the midwives arrive." So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous because the midwives feared God, and he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave the orders to all his people, "Every boy that's born must be thrown into the Nile, but let every girl live." Now, by this time, the Jewish people had grown to about 2 million. They went from 70, over 400 years of slavery, to about 2 million people. Chicago has about a little over three, the city proper has 2.9 million people. So they were smaller than Chicago, but 2 million people is a lot of people. And they were being come against. I believe that one of the greatest ways that your faith grows is if you experience a little persecution. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to go there, neither do I. But some of you that are here that have grown the most have been the people whose families come against you because you became a follower of Jesus. Some of you who have been tested the most have been those of you whose friends have abandoned you. Because you're no longer doing what you used to do. And it makes them feel uncomfortable around you. Because now you have a different set of values. You don't seem to be called up when you used to get called up before when everybody's doing that. Suddenly you get called some names behind your back and snickered at a little bit. Suddenly you're experiencing a little bit of tension at some family gatherings. Or you're being bypassed in some promotion by the boss that, you know, always likes to go to the strip joints and get a little juiced up, and he likes to promote the boys around them that like to do that. And suddenly you're experiencing a little bit of persecution because of your faith. Suddenly you're experiencing a little stress because of your faith. The people that grow the most are the people that experience a little pressure because of their faith. A little tension because of their faith. But they choose not to give into the tension. They choose to grow because of it. It leads me to my last point in chapter 2, and I'll close with this. The Bible says in this context, in this setting, Moses was born. And I want you to write this down. This observation about how God works in our life. God is always working through willing and unwilling people. It tells us in chapter 2, he goes on to tell us the story how Moses was born, how his mother, even though she risked her life, hid him, how his sister watched him when he was put in a basket in the river because she was watching to make sure that he was still alive. And here's what I want you to understand. There are times in our life where God uses people at the right time, at the right moment, to help us grow to the next level. Have you experienced that? God put someone right when you needed them for that time and for that moment, and it helped you grow. These divine connections. The right person at the right time, at the right moment. Moses' sister right there. Moses' mother willing to do it. The midwives around Moses. You know why? Because God was protecting the story. God had a purpose and a plan for Moses, and God was watching over him. He had a purpose for him. He had a plan for him. So he put people in places the right moment. And you think, what a coincidence. And I want to tell you, in God, there are no coincidences. It's all part of his sovereign plan. But what you may not have realized is that God also uses unwilling people for his purposes and his plans. Do you realize that there are people right now that throughout all the Bible, God has used people that didn't want to be used? Pharaoh was an evil man and God used him. Pharaoh's daughter was prejudiced and bigoted, but God used her. God is not limited to using the good worship God followers. God can use even those who raise their fist at God. God can use your boss. Hey, some of you have been praying, "Oh God, this job, I really would like a promotion, a different setting. And God's been telling you, I'm opening up another door. Look, look. You're, oh Lord, hey, I got a new place, a new setting for you. And since you're so stubborn and won't look, God will say, all right, let me get this prejudiced, dishonest boss to fire you. And you get fired by a prejudiced, dishonest boss. You say, oh God, how could you let this happen to me? And God said, I'm the one who did it. And then suddenly you're out there looking at a beautiful open door. The kind of job you were looking for opens up. And you look back 3 months later and say, oh, thank God he fired me. Yeah, God used him to fire you. God was behind it the whole time. God orchestrated it because God can use the evil and the righteous all the same. God uses kings and queens and the righteous and the unrighteous. God uses the unjust and the just. God is sovereign over all of the universe, over all of life. There is nothing beyond the power of God, nothing beyond the hand of God. God uses things to set up things for his purposes and his plan in our life. And here's what I want to end with, because I want you to understand this. I want you to grasp this. My main theme for today is I want you to realize and acknowledge that God has been working in your life all along the way. And I want you to stop, pause, and say, thank you, God. You have been at work. What I have chalked up to luck or coincidence, sorry, God, I should never undermine your hand. Because in your world, God, there is no luck or coincidence. It's the hand of God. And today I bow my knee and I acknowledge your involvement in my life. I stoop my head before you and I say, God, I'm not the master of my universe. You are God. You are sovereign. And you are Lord. Just this past week, I was with some leaders, and there's a sign that we put on the back wall. Have you seen it? It says, finding a good church does not take a leap of faith. How many of you have seen that? Back wall there. All the people that ride DL see it right there. Boom. So I was taking some of the leaders to see it. We walked outside the back door. This was on Monday morning. And it was really bright outside, and the sign is white, so it was kind of, God, the sun was kind of bright for us. And then we walked in the auditorium and the lights were out. And one of the guys was following me and I said, watch your step, just follow me. And he ran into a chair and then he ran into the stage. I said, what's going on back there? Just follow me. I mean, it's dark, but not that dark. He said, I can't see anything. And then he realized, you see, he had just bought those glasses that when you go out into the light, they turn dark. And so he'd been out in the bright sunlight, and so when he came inside, it takes a while for them to turn back. And so it was like having sunglasses in the dark. And so of course he couldn't see anything. And I turn around, and he said, oh, I have my sunglasses. Yeah. And he took them off, and he could see better. And here's the thing. You see, reality didn't change, but his view of reality changed. The seat was always there, but now he could see it, and he hadn't before. I was always in front of him, and he could have followed me. I didn't change, but his view changed. You see, in God, it's the same way. Some of you have been living your life with the sunglasses of doubt and cynicism. You've been living your life with the sunglasses of self-focused and self-centeredness, and you have not taken your sunglasses off to say, God, now I see you. Now I realize and acknowledge that you're involved in my life. Now I'm humbled enough to say, you are sovereign, and you have been involved in my life, and I bow my knee and acknowledge your involvement in my life. That's a huge step, folks. And today I'm saying, I'm challenging you to take off your sunglasses and say, God, you truly have been involved in the story of my life. And I acknowledge that and I humble myself and I roll up my sleeves and say, I want to join you in your work.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago. And this was the conclusion of his message called God is Always Working. It's the first message in our series called Experiencing God. Join us on the next Straight Talk for part two, Cooperating with God. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.